understand why people say Nas can't pick beats. He has so many great, like, classic beats. You have Street Dreams. Like, what's the song that Juice WRLD redid, the Lucid Worlds? You had that. You had this Thief's theme. Ether was a dope beat. You Owe Me. Like, bro, he had dope beats. My Chico's, my Chico's, my Chico, my Chico, my Chico's, my Chico's, my Chico, my Chico. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Chico's World. Hey, it's the N, the A to the S-I-R. If I wasn't, I would have been Escobar. What up, y'all? Let's get to it. We have Nas, Nostradamus. The Mr. Escobar season has returned. Ill Will, Queensbridge Finest. What else? Godson. What else you want to call him? One of the GOATs. In my opinion, top five dead or alive rappers of all time. I already told y'all the list, the top five. If y'all want me to really break down, do like a top 10 favorite rappers of all time, best rappers of all time, let me know in the comment section. But we got Nas, y'all. After hearing his last album, what was it? Magic. You can go ahead and check it out. I did a reaction to it, a live review. It was dope. It's not on here. For some reason, they don't have it on here. But so we're going to get into this tier list of all Nas albums. I think there's only two albums that I haven't heard. We have Classic, Dope, Aight, Trash, and Never Heard on the tier list. I don't know if any of are trash. But we about to get into it. If you haven't, hit that subscribe button for me. All right, so first, we got Illmatic. One of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. You got One Love. You got Halftime. Life's a Bitch. Life's a Bitch until you die. That's why I get high, because you never know when it's time to go. With AZ, like, everybody knows Illmatic. It don't matter if you a Nas fan or not. Bro, you know Illmatic. If you never heard a Nas album in your life, you still gonna say Illmatic's one of the greatest albums of all time. Illmatic's one of them. It's one of them albums that everybody and their mama knows. Just like you got, you probably got Eminem, Slim Shady LP, Biggie, Ready to Die, Tupac, All Eyes on Me. Like, there's just some albums that you know that even if you haven't heard, you know about. All right, so then we got It Was Written. I'm going to put It Was Written dope. It's a great album. I don't know if it's classic, though. But it do got classic songs. What's the Lauryn Hill song? You got Street Dreams. You got, what is it, Black Little Girl. You got so many dope songs on there. It's damn near classic, but I'm not going to be biased and put it under classic. But I am going to be biased with I Am. I Am is my favorite Nas album of all time. It got so many songs on there, like, just from beginning to end. The reason I think it's better than Illmatic is because it got more songs. Illmatic got 10 songs. This one got 17 to 18 songs. It has my favorite Nas song of all time, which is Undying Love. Just his storytelling. I think Nas is a better storyteller than Biggie. But if you listen, go listen to Undying Love. I really need to do a reaction to it. But Undying Love just tells the whole story of from when he's leaving Vegas to getting home and seeing his girl cheating on him. But that song, you got Money Is My Bitch. You got F-U-N-C-K with R. Kelly, which is a hit. You got Hate Me Now. Hate Me Now, bro. Might be one of his biggest hits ever. Escobar season has returned. It has New York State of Mind Part 2, which I think is the best New York State of Mind song. You got DMX on there. You got Scarface. Aaliyah's on there. You got Aaliyah on there. What other song? Nas is Light. Bro, you half man, half amazing. You know Nas is Light. Bro, that to me, I Am is probably Nas' best album. All right, then you got The Lost Tapes. This was aight. I don't think it was dope because I haven't went back and listened to that forever. I remember I got that actually at a flea market. Remember back in the day when like you would buy bootlegs? I don't know where y'all from, but here in Florida, we used to always go to the flea markets. We would go to like King's Flea Market, Beach Boulevard Flea Market, and go buy the actual. It'll be like 5 for $20 different CDs, just burnt CDs. So I used to do that. We used to do that every weekend. Nostradamus. I'm being real with y'all. People say it's trash. Bro, I don't think it's trash because he got some dope songs on there. Like, Nostradamus is good. You Owe Me with Genuine. You gonna sit there and tell me that was trash? It was cool. I'm not gonna disrespect the God and put it under trash. I'm gonna say it's alright. Stillmatic. Y'all gonna bash me for this, right? We're gonna put it under classic. I think it's more dope. I remember I was like in high school or middle school. My homeboy had the Rough Riders Volume 3 album, and I had the Stillmatic album, and I traded with him because I didn't like the Stillmatic album. I had to wait years later to really appreciate it. Like, you got the Ether, of course. We all know the Ether with Jay-Z, the big disc. Yeah, I think Rewind was on there. One Mike, I think, is on there. Yeah, I'm tripping. Yeah, it's classic. I forgot about, bro, One Mike was so dope. How he slowed it down and it kept going. That's a beat built. One Mike might be one of his best songs, too. I am tripping. Yeah, it's classic. And then you got Untitled, or what we like to say, the N-bomb. It was originally titled the N-bomb, you know, the N-word, but they changed it to Untitled because they was going to do it. It was all right. I think this is the one where it's either this album or Hip Hop Is Dead is where he finally did a song with Jay-Z called, what was it, Black Republicans? That might be, no, I think that's on the Hip Hop Is Dead. Hip Hop Is Dead was a dope album. You had Black Republicans. I can't think of what other, hold on, let me look it up. I really, because this came out in 2006. Hip Hop Is Dead was the actual song. That was a pretty dope song. Yeah, Black Republican was actually on the Hip Hop Is Dead. Still Dreaming was pretty dope. It was a dope album. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But I'm a Nas head. So then you got Streets Disciple. It was alright. Streets Disciple wasn't nothing really. I think, was this the album that had They Shooting? Made You Look? No, it had Thief's Theme, which was a dope. Like, this is the other thing. Like, I don't understand why people say Nas can't pick beats. He has so many great, like, classic beats. You have Street Dreams. Like, what's the song that Juice WRLD redid, the Lucid Worlds? You had that. You had this Thief's Theme. Ether was a dope beat. Owe Me was a dope. Shorty, so what's your price? Like, bro, he had dope beats. Now, Godson to me is a classic. But I know a lot of people are not going to say it's classic. So I'm going to go ahead and put it under dope. That to me, that song he had to his mama. Bro, that was dope. Yeah, Godson. Fuck, bro. No, it's classic. Godson's classic. I know I can be what I want to be. If I work hard, like, Godson was so dope. Life Is Good, I thought was trash. Y'all nonsense can bash me, bro. I'm going to put it under aight. But, bro, I hated Life Is Good. He had the Amy Winehouse song. That was, like, around the time that he was so in love with Khalees. He was just loving life, bro. I hated Life Is Good. There's not one song on Life Is Good that I want to hear today. Distant Relatives, it was cool with Bob Marley's son, Damian Marley. One of the, like, they had a video, like, where they're, like, in a prison or something. It was cool. Like, for you to be a Nas fan, you enjoyed it, but nobody else enjoyed it. All right, so we got King's Disease 1. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I ain't going to count. Like, I never heard that out. I even know. When he dropped King's Disease 2, I was like, where's King's Disease 1 at? I never heard it, so I can't tell you if it was good or not. But King's Disease 2 was dope. It was a dope album. Especially the one where Eminem snapped. What was it, EPMD or something it's called? Eminem snapped on it. All right, so we had Nasir. Kanye produced it. It was like 7 tracks. It was aight. And then this Lost Tapes 2, I never heard. I don't know why I didn't listen to it. That's going to wrap it up for this. Let me know what y'all think of my list. And tell me which ones I had too high or too low. And we out. Hey.